The Aldis podcast is brought to you by Aldis International, supplying your expert AI and digital transformation staffing needs across the US and Europe. Today, you are listening to our ServiceNow series, where we interview the best and brightest of the industry to share their story, advice, and views on the exciting world of ServiceNow and digital transformation.
Hello, everybody. It is Mark Kelly, Chief Customer Officer and co-founder of Aldis. I hope you're doing really, really well. And we are so, so happy to have Andrew Wood and Harper Vickery joining us on our ServiceNow podcast series. It's been fair to say this podcast has probably been nearly 2 years in the making. So we're just so happy to have Andrew and Harper on the show. I want to give you their full titles first. So Andrew Wood is a Senior Director, Regional Partner Manager at Americas. And Harper is a Business Manager of the Americas Partner Leader. Harper, Andrew, great to have you on the podcast today.
Thanks for having us.
Andrew and Harper, if you could just give our listeners a bit of a brief about your day-to-day job in ServiceNow and what you look to try to achieve within the partner program.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us on the podcast. Really excited to talk about everything that's been going on the last couple months. Been very busy. So I am a business manager for the Americas. I focus on strategy, communications, really how do we tap into our Americas ecosystem at scale from a strategy perspective, and how do we work with partners to mutually create plans that help differentiate and scale our business.
I've been at ServiceNow over 12 years now, and every year we take a significant step forward in our partner-centric model. We rely heavily on our partners. Partners bring us huge scale. Just to throw some stats out there for you, the average deal size when partnered is 2x versus without a partner. We have a 62% higher close rate with partners and a 4x increased value to our customers. So you can see partners are extremely important to us. And in my role, I lead a team of partner managers responsible for the regional partners in the Americas ecosystem. And what's great about it is we have responsibility from partners first onboarding all the way through to very mature, long-term, big regional partners. And for me, the first and foremost is that partner journey. I want the partners to have an amazing experience in the ecosystem. I want the partners to thrive. I've been in this role for 5 years now, and I've seen it grow, as I mentioned earlier, significantly, not just our global partnerships and channel team in general, but in our regional ecosystem, it's becoming increasingly important and a big chunk of the pie in terms of what we're doing from a metric standpoint. So everything we do it starts with a business plan. So we want to make sure the partners are set up for the year, knowing their priorities, knowing what we're going to provide governance over, and we execute off of that business plan. We put a lot of great tools in place for our partner managers to help the partners thrive. Harper's done a great job leading an effort of a playbook, and soon it'll come out where partners will see a version of the playbook. So all of our partner managers will be working off of this same sort of approach and guidance. We'll be able to provide that best practice guidance to our partners to build that practice, to grow, to accelerate, to succeed. Key things we're looking for in partners, just to throw it out there. Many years ago at ServiceNow, it was much about, hey, partners, go get certified in certain product lines. When we sell the deal direct, we'll give you a call and you can come do the implementation. Now, with the size and scope and span that we have in the ecosystem, we're really leaning on partners now to help us drive those deals, bring us opportunities, bring us those deals to our field, to our sales team, work with the partners on that co-sell motion, whether it's helping drive the deal, whether it's use cases from a pre-sale solution consulting standpoint. And then that lines up the partner to do the implementation work as well. Now, the other piece of that, I would say, is we want to make sure all of the implementations are being done with quality. So that's a huge sort of motion that we're looking at, especially this year, is to ensure our partners have the enablement, they're certified, they can drive the car and they have experience driving the car, so to speak. So, you know, really making sure that quality of delivery happens, because when that happens, that leads to renewals and upsells and even further partnership opportunities. So that's the span across what we're doing in the ecosystem. But again, all focused on making sure the partners have a great experience as well.
What's lovely now is I've completed over 150 episodes in the ServiceNow ecosystem over the last 18 months. And recently, Aldis became a partner. So I've been able to eat the dog food ourselves because we've been asking the questions to all the partners, you're meeting them face to face, speaking to people in the ServiceNow ecosystem, speaking to the end users. So it's been lovely to get those different blends. What was really powerful for me when I came into the system was engaging with account manager every kind of couple of weeks, very responsive feedback, clear expectation, what we expect, our values. This is what we expect in terms of consistency. You need to learn this. This is the content, the playbook, the workflow. And it's okay, that's on us. And then also coming back with the case to go, listen, here's our thoughts. Let's help refine that. So I found that really good, which was brilliant. But also what I found great was, if anybody hasn't seen Erica's keynote and some of the other keynotes at SKO, was how they said to hit our ambitious targets, partners are front and center to take us to that next level. So we're expecting more, but we're going to give you more of the pie. And this is where we think there's so much more for everyone to work together collaboratively to hit our goals. But for customers really to get the most value, we need to actually all work together to truly scale. And it was really passionately put across at that way. And I think Bill went through that too. Harper, you talk about that kind of playbook, getting that right. And everybody, professional sports teams all have those kind of playbooks and businesses need them as well. How do you work to simplify that to allow people to know the role that they play, but also making sure that it's complementary to what ServiceNow's offerings are?
Yeah, great question. And you're right. Simplification is the key. And being able to digest all that information in a meaningful way and then apply it to your business is critical. I would say two things we kept in mind when we were building that out was differentiation. So how do you build those paths to really articulate for every single partner what their unique kind of journey is and help them further differentiate and provide those avenues, whether it be in programs, whether it be through product. There's so many different avenues to capitalize on. How do we make sure that they know fully what's available to them so that they can take advantage of that, whatever fits their business best? Because ultimately, you're trying to find the right fit. There's limited resources. We only have so much time. So really choosing what's right for your business. The other thing we were keeping in mind was accountability. I think when you're building out the playbook, it's really important to keep in mind all the different perspectives that have to come together to actually execute on that, right? So you've got the partner manager, you've got sales, extended account teams, leadership, partner leadership. There's a lot of different personas that you're considering when you're building this playbook. And so to make sure it's applicable to all of those needs and avenues to partner together is really important. So we put a specific emphasis on the accountability piece. How are we holding sales accountable? Trying to find the best partner for the right deal, trying to make sure that they're heavily involved in the pipeline and tracking and measuring that. From a partner manager perspective, how do you hold the partner accountable? So it's really taking all of those lenses and tying it in together into something that takes strategy and makes it tactical. So those are the ways that we think about
them. And if you've listened to any of the episodes of the podcast, we're always talking about dashboards, your key deliverables. It's really clear. If you're in this department or that department, you've got clear deliverables. And you guys are eating your own dog food too, right? Because you've got your own kind of dashboards, metrics about what's going to help people. You're in charge of this. You're in charge of that. How do we make sure that we're moving on that too? Andrew, there was some key changes that was announced at SKO. And some of those were talking about how we want different people to, and it's kind of similar to what you said, Harper, differentiation, making sure that you focus on this value because we don't want too many partners doing the same thing if the customer doesn't need that, where they need different types of opportunity or modules being implemented. How important is that, right, that people aren't doing duplicative effort and there's a nice balance across the different areas that are growing, but also one of the ones that are still need to be delivered on, such as CSM?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll just add on to Harper's. We have responsibility in the Americas. We developed the playbook globally, synced globally. So our leaders in EMEA, our leaders in APAC and Japan were a part of that. And when we took a look at the program, most programs are some sort of tiering system. You always hear gold, silver, bronze, and different sort of tiering systems. For us, our tiers are elite, premier, and specialist. So to your point, Mark, a partner who is doing let's say, one thing and does it really well and is a specialist partner and lives in that specialist tier, we're grateful for that all day long. It does. Every partner doesn't have to make Elite. Every partner doesn't have to make Premier. We want partners to fit into where they're really excelling and doing their thing from a core competency and business that they're driving. So it's the message that we give across is, look, especially for new partners, do something and do it really well and then expand. There's a lot of opportunity for expansion at ServiceNow. We're a very innovative company. We're releasing new different product lines. The whole Gen AI conversation is full steam ahead. What I would say is you will see a lot of partners start that way, grow. We help incubate these partners. We're very industry focused as well. So we need partners who are TMT partners, healthcare life sciences partners. Not every partner knows from an industry perspective how to do specific business processes accounted for in that industry. We're always grateful for partners who come with specific experience within an industry or product line. And then we have partners that do a lot of everything. They're across all the product lines, across all the workflows and that kind of thing. And those are generally elite level partners and great partners of ours as well. So there's opportunity for everyone out there. I won't release numbers, but if you look at our total addressable market, it's significant. There's a lot of runway for our partners to excel. There's a lot of runway for partners to come in and drive business. And it, again, I'll go back to it. It all starts with our partners selling with our field teams and bringing those opportunities and working together on the deals. And then the implementation component follows, right? Verticals, different segments, different routes to market. We have a service provider program. We have a reseller program. We have what we call a consulting and implementation program for the delivery partners. There's something for everyone out there. And we need these partners in order to succeed. And this, like you said, Mark, this comes from Bill McDermott all the way through the company, the partner-centric model and how we rely on our partners to get that scale.
Yeah. And what we really liked about from a talk from all this partner program that we're seeing is it's kind of like that golden thread. And what we're trying to say is there's this kind of combined ecosystem that we're all kind of sharing that information to say, listen, actually, if we're having silos, we're not going to be able to give the customer the best possible success because we're not necessarily upselling or thinking about some of the other challenges that they have across multiple different departments. So you're getting more people just talking together and making that communication more straightforward as well.
You are listening to the Aldis Podcast. When you're looking to scale your team, or if you are interested in showcasing your company in a future episode, reach out today. Or if you're in the market for a new role, visit our website to view open positions, www.aldis.com.
We've got knowledge coming up. What are you most looking forward to? And you briefly mentioned about Gen AI, and we could have a completely different episode on that, how exciting that is. So I'm not going to put words in your mouth here. But what are you most looking forward to that? And Harper, I'll start with yourself.
We're super excited. Big events like these, so much activity goes on, so much happens. And we're really trying to have a partner-centric approach, similar to how we did at SCO, Partner Kickoff Pagail, and really bring that into the knowledge event as well. One of the planned activities that we're rallying together to pull together or pulling together is basically a sales and a sales boot camp for any and all sales attendees from partners that are registered or specialist. So really targeting either new earlier in career or newer to ServiceNow sales folks, trying to help them build their ServiceNow expertise and kind of that narrative. And it's going to be a pretty extensive workshop on how we do that. So I'm really excited about the partner-centric approach and that there are some very clear activities at Knowledge that are available to take advantage of to build that. So really excited.
And I love that idea because if you can gain years upon years of people's experience who are the top salespeople, get it together and go, guys, this is how you sell the solution, or these are the questions that you need to know or need to ask. And you combine that rather than reinvent the wheel, you'll get that playbook to go about doing it the right way. Like, think about that. Imagine someone that handed that to you as like a life plan. Here you go. Right? It wouldn't be available, but you're actually saying, this is the way to sell. This is the way to question. This is the way how you can provide the best possible solution. Because we know globally, these are the best insights, and we're going to teach that to you. So it's like a no-brainer that you'd want to get involved in that, right, Andrew?
Yeah, absolutely. And I love knowledge. Our partners invest significantly into this event. What I love most about it is we are focused on our customers at Knowledge, and making that connection with our partners and their customers or potential customers, working with our field teams, all amazing stuff. I've known a lot of these partners for many years. I love getting together with them at Knowledge in a room, doing mini QBRs and planning sessions, connecting them with a certain field team here, creating opportunities doing that, connecting them to our customer outcomes team, which is our professional services org, talking about co-delivery activities and opportunities. The enablement and learning that happens in Knowledge for our partners is amazing. They learn how to go sell together with our sellers. They learn all of the new products. You mentioned Gen AI. We have other products that we're rolling out. We've just rolled out our whole source to pay and that side of the house. There's an early adopter type of activity that can happen there with when partners really lean in. Expansion opportunities. Hey, we just had a conversation with this person over here. Maybe that's a direction we want to take this partnership in. Hey, Harper, Andrew, can your team help us drive that? And so that connection of the triangle of customers, partners, and ServiceNow, and it's a lot of fun. I love hanging out with these partners. I love getting to see them in person. And also our team. We get to see our team members and have a lot of fun activities there. So really looking forward to it.
If anybody hasn't been there, like last year, I think we were there. It was like 23, 24,000 people. People are just so much discretionary effort that goes in about trying to help customers come up with different types of solutions. People are bouncing out ideas. And it's so creative. And it's also, I'm working in staff in 17 years. I've never experienced a company that says, hey, guys, totally sad to see you go, but go and work in the ecosystem, go and work for one of our partners, work for an end user, come back if you want to. And then it's everyone's just working around that. And it's just an incredible thing to witness, because it's like there's no kind of bad blood there. And then people are, there's a bit of a kind of boomerang employee. And then people are just like, I got an idea. I think we can go and put this out there. I think we can look to scale. And then Bill put out that vision to say, here's the numbers. Here's what we want to try to do. I think everyone else wants to try to get there. And then using these types of playbooks and events is a lovely catalyst to give that energy to go and knock that area. If there's one advice that you would offer to partners, either existing or newly joined like all this, what would that be? Harper, I'll start with yourself.
I will tie it back to differentiation. I think that's so critical. There differentiation across the board with product, go to market, just getting creative with how you participate in the events. There are just some creative ideas when you show up at Knowledge 2 about how partners are branding themselves there. There are so many touch points throughout the year, throughout your interactions, to truly differentiate as a company, as an individual, and differentiate your brand. So I would say just get creative about the way that you do those. And there's so many different ways to take advantage of that.
Great. Andrew?
Yeah, no, that's a great answer, Harper. And I would just add to it. I mean, partners want to grow. They want to grow their ServiceNow practice, right? And we're here to help them do that. So I would like partners to be open for all those different opportunities. If you look, when I mentioned the total addressable market earlier, going product line by product line, there's certain product lines in certain markets or certain industries and verticals where we have so much opportunity. And a lot of partners are willing to invest into that opportunity. Go hire sales resources who know a certain industry. Go hire delivery resources who are experts. And I'm telling you, the sky's the limit when that happens. In our commercial segment, which is our America's commercial go-to-market segment, opportunity abound in the different regions and the different product lines there. And what Harper and I do is, as a part of our team, is we're always looking at where that expansion opportunity can play for specific partners. It's not all the same for every partner. It differs by partner. And we've seen so much success for partners who are open to making that investment and driving a big practice build, driving revenue, driving more certifications, and all goodness coming out of that. So our partner managers have the information. Our partner managers are willing to share that information and help drive that growth engine that our partners have. Partners who come in and open and ready for some of that, we see a lot of success.
I'll just dovetail off that or build on that real quick too. We have a lot of the information, or we're trying to collect and figure out where's the sweet spot for this partner, but also keeping in mind partnering with other partners. Not every partner is going to be great at everything, and that we don't want that, to your earlier point, Andrew. We want to deliver quality implementation. So finding that niche and differentiating internally, making sure that your brand is known internally and really building on that, but also partnering with other partners to help build those quality deliveries in the niche fields is also an avenue of differentiation.
Yeah, and I really like that, because it's the spirit of the scheme, right? You're going in with that openness to say, well, actually, I can do your assistance here, and I want to learn with you as we go on that journey. And then the customer's getting the value too, because politics aren't playing in the way. And then everybody, the boats are all rising with the tide, right? So it's one of those things which is lovely. Andrew and Harper, thank you so much for your time today. This was really insightful. I'm delighted we got to speak finally and share the insights as well. Thank you again.
Thank you for having us. Love being a part of it. And Mark, you're a great partner and your company as well. So looking forward to driving success with you as well.
Thank you, Andrew. Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Aldis Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. We are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and any Android podcast of choice. You can also head over to our website, www.aldis.com, to listen to more podcasts, view our open roles, and stay up to date with industry news. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for more great episodes coming very soon.